I believe that I left at noon. Was that right around noon or close to noon that you
could
were
have been, I forget.
And I think I left at noon then and went back up there, and we finished taking in that 180 bales, I believe.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But the other field, well, we didn't have a bit of trouble. We didn't have to shake it. One next to that house. Didn't have to shake it up. All I did is rake it, and George, he come in at noon. He got off at noon that day, 12 o'clock. And he came in at noon, and I was already raking, in other words, when he came
now,
in.
Now, was that Pangola?
No, that's Coastal.
Coastal. Mm-hmm.
That's what he wants to put up here, he said.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But that would make either one. That'd make that good Pangola up there, as good as that land is. But people don't like it because it seems like the chinch bugs and cold weather bother a little bit. But far as the hay, I'd rather have it personally than I had the Coastal.
Oh, yeah.
For the cattle. Mm-hmm. Yes. But it's good hay. Both of them are good hay. But I'm planting a cross. The cross between the Coastal and the Pangola.
A cross.
A cross, yeah. Just like crossing cattle, you know, let them cross the grass. Simple reason, that university, you know, they got a plot over on it. It looks like it's it. And the lightning board doesn't cut it, in other words, what to, you know, and save the hay off of it, and they planted it last year. And he said it's beautiful. And he says that they done checked it, you know, neutral value, you know how it is, the university, that's their plan, in other words. They'll get a handful of different kind of grass and go and check it.
Uh-huh.
Up there and see what the neutral value is at the university. And I said, that's what I'm going to get in front of that girl's house over there, where that piece of land of mine is. They want to buy that piece of land. She told me the other day, Ernest, he didn't tell me. Ernest said he did. Said it to him. They sure wanted it. They'd give me $550 an acre for it.
$550 an acre? You'd be rich, Evan.
The 30 acres?
No, it was only 10. 11 acres. But only 10 inside. But the deed, the taxes, it's separate from the home place. I have to pay taxes on 11 acres. About $30 a year. Too much, but you can't raise corn on it, and I can't make no money, and I'm going to try to put it in grass. And I can, you know, if I'm satisfied I'm getting $400 or $500 of hay off of it a year, then still rent it to her. She rents it after I get through corn, you know, giving me $50 to $75 or $100, you know, to eat the shucks, you know, the beggar weeds and the stuff out of it. And when that's gone, well, then she gets in there and mows it with a mower, you know, like mine on a bush hog, and chews it up. Then she cut it with her hair. They got a diesel tractor. Cut it with the hair, they put it in the winter. Rye, I believe what she had in there. Yeah, one of rye. Florida black rye, I believe. A gator, one of the two. And she fertilized it, and it made a pasture. She had 100 head of cattle on that room at 10 acres, and they couldn't keep up with it, she told me. I said, I'll go if that wasn't something. But it's a good piece of land, just like on top of the hill. It made some stuff. It opens up, I said, that's the darnest dry patch he ever seen in his life. But she'd fertilize it, of course, in other words.
And that's your 11 acres?
Yes, ma'am. But it's joined down, you know, and they...
$550 an acre.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good price.
Yeah, it's a good price. It's more than I paid the air for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I paid
the air at $175, I believe, for it. $175 an acre. But at the time, when I bought it, you know, 6 years ago, I had a market value on land.
Yeah, things have changed my fact.
In the home place, now, I would have paid $150, because me being the child, well, I was going to get the old house, you know, because I was, baby boy, and I lived in there, and I had all my belongings in there, and I put all the outbuildings in there. In fact, with all of them said, they should have given it to me, but I didn't want to, you know, to splurge on them or nothing.
Now, you haven't changed the house much inside, have you?
Haven't changed any. Need to tear it down.
I want to see that house. It's like it was.
Yeah.
With all your...
But you can't get nobody. I used to get a doctor to come, you know, once a month, you know, and kind of sweep it and clean it out, but it's a mess except the...
It's got all your...
All the furniture in there, except what stuff they got. They've taken a lot of antiques off the mantelpiece.
Taking the best part?
They're taking the best part, yes. And the kitchen, well, they got a lot of that stuff. They finally eventually imagine probably get the rest of it. Somebody said, why don't you keep it locked? I said, locked won't keep them out.
Everett, let me tell you.
It just keeps you. If you guys open why, they take somebody home. Nobody come in this house in. In other words, you got the back door open, you know, where they see in. It's quicker than it would if you had a padlock on that big as your head.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
That's when they come around and see about your windows, see what kind of stick you had in the windows, how easy it would be to pry that screen off and see what kind of hook you had on the pane. And if they couldn't get in that way, you know, they'd cut the screen out and take a end of the crowbar what they had and break the window and climb through in and open it where they want to, you see.
If you didn't live right there next to your brother, you wouldn't have anything left.
That's about right. Well, like I say, a lot of people come up there sometime and just look around. Say, like you seen, help me with that junk. Pick up all that junk, and a lot of it, you know, valuable. They get what they wanted to, you see. They don't know.
That's right.
Well, Ernie's telling me about that sprayer. You said you paid $16 or $18 for that sprayer, and just setting it up in the back end of that truck for somebody right up in to see it. They just go there and pick it up by the handle and put it in the car.
That's right.
I said, well, that's right, too. Just like riding up in to see, you know, nobody here. Go there and take the spare tire off the automobile.
Yeah.
Or take a battery out or something, though, like did that man right there in town. Now, in the houses, you know, one right behind the other. Now, my brother is lucky like the one in Tampa. He has got an extra lot with a pecan trees. Don't keep it long. He's got that sun over screen grass and did have a nice Satsuma tree there, you know, had them luscious Satsuma like that until the last cold spell wind them up. He showed it to me the other day. But he got a good crop of them Stewart and Mahon pecan trees. He got two of them in that lot. But across the street by the house, you know, no vacant lots. All, you know, here and yonder, you know, with 50 by 100, you know. And there's a house in every one of them. The people living in every one, ain't none of them vacant. And right next to him was a lady at the neighbor, you know, and they cut one of the watermelon. And the sister-in-law said, Claire, I don't know. It says, will it keep that in the air conditioner? I said, no, I think it's a sour. And it was a beauty, too. It just happened, you know, she cut one I gave her with a good watermelon. Of course, they're all cut pretty good this year. And she said, well, I said, give it to some of your neighbors. Got some lady, yeah, I got two good lady friends. They ride with them, go with them. I go with them. One lives there and one lives across the street.
Yeah.
And says, it's raining. That was Sunday evening. Well, Tom, he wanted to go to church, and he told him he would come. He said, I reckon I better call him. So he telephoned him. Told him he didn't reckon he wanted to come. We jaded out, and I worked pretty hard the day before, you know, moving that old house building, you know, telling you about tore down. And Luella didn't care. Tom's wife didn't care too much about going. So she told care to the fence there, and I did, and I happened to look up, and there's a pretty good sized fig tree right there. The block wall separated and handed over the block wall. You know how the city are. Some of them have a fence and this is a block wall. And I hadn't seen them years, in other words. I don't know what any of yours like that not. Them old purple figs and the sky are bigger than lemon. Have you seen any of them old purple big ones?
No, I haven't.
No.
But you've seen them before, though, haven't you?
I've never seen a purple
like
in that
tree.
But we had a tree down there and the neighbor had one, you know, and that's the first one since that neighbor. But they went out there with me after we got lined up there, what was that, Monday, after I went back over there, Tom, you know, got up and still had on his sleepers and got in there, you know, counting all that money, and you know, wasn't reading out them checks, and I got the news and read the paper, and the TV was all about these old papers, you know, and this, that, and another one, putting the man under jail or turn him loose or do something with him. I don't know. It gets monotonous. I get tired of that stuff. And I said,
it's been going so long.
She said, I thought you were going to stay and eat dinner with me. And I said, why? Well, she's had a blackout, in other words, and she's a small lady like you are. I mean, she weighs 100. Well, you weigh probably over 100. She weighs right around 100. You weigh around 100? I'd say you weigh around 100. But she says, I'm having them collard greens. Went out to a son-in-law, you know, a daughter's house, you know, that evening, and he gave her, like I brought you, gave her a cup of bell pepper and gave her, I don't know, about 8 or 10 tomatoes, and she's trying to hold them in her arm and her little, and dropped one or two of them right in the middle, and they bust, you know, and all that made her sick. Of course, that boy still had plenty of them, been eating them, you know, and had plenty of them in the house. But what she's going at is, she said, the A&P store there, said, I bought three of them, and the three of them cost me 30 cents. Three little tomatoes. 30 cents for three little tomatoes. I said, I wasn't down it. And said, I bought one of these bell peppers. I love them. And he said, I like to take the chicken salad after they get through the baked chicken. She pulled it off the main and makes that, I guess, chicken salad. Put some kind of sauce and cut the little fruit up in it. Isn't that the way you make it? I don't know too much about that kind of cooking. And she said, I like to put it inside of a half a bell pepper. And I bought it, and it said I paid 22 cents for that bell pepper.
I can't imagine.
But she didn't have a room in our cat and put it over the family farm, a big old figure. And I asked the lady, and when I handed it to her, she's kind of an old lady. I guess she's 70. And she had one of those, I don't know, African, I think that's what they call that thing. I believe it's kind of a heavy looking thing to you to put on the shoulder. But she had it overhead. But she taking that piece of watermelon and said, I'm going to call a lady across the street and a little girl over there. She'd come away. It won't hurt her to get out in the rain. And said, and she come to the door. You let her in. I want you to see her, and you give it to her. And she told me to cut it. So I got it on a kitchen. She got a kitchen table in a kitchen, and with a marble top. And she told me to cut her piece. And the other piece, that she'd try to rain and throw some stuff out of the box, but she just liked to go out there. They had more stuff. Well, the refrigerator just wasn't half big enough. That's the truth of the matter. And I said, everybody said, now we get another one, they're going to get a big one, but they won't do it. They always get about the same size, about a 12 or 14, and all of them need to have an 18 foot. And a little girl, I thought a little four-year-old kid that came, I guess the age is 8, and she said she's 9. And she blonde-headed and just as pretty as a doll. That's the reason she wanted me to wait on and give her a piece of melon. So she had put the paper on it, and I had carried it and let her in the door, you know, and told her to put one hand underneath it and use other balancing. And then I opened the screen door. Tom said, you got it locked. But it rained, and we had both doors. The heavy door, and it's got a bolt and all on it, in other words. But our mother door to put it heavy. But that was a cute little girl. Then she said, I got to make room now for the watermelon. But after I left, went on over there. Then they said, let's go and pick some figs. They go on the that beach, Fernandina Beach, for 2 weeks vacation. That's her aunt. And his husband, he's a state road department man, and said they rented a cottage down there for $100 a week and had to carry the groceries, but they had the cooking stuff, in other words, there, but in the knives and stuff, but you have to carry your rations. And said they're going down there and going to stay 2 weeks. And said she called and said the fig tree went around that big fig tree.
Tell me where you wind up.
And we carried two buckets and two big pans and them little brown. Yeah. They had them little brown figs. I reckon that's what you order. You're yellow brown.
See?
Yeah.
Ever get over there? No telling where he'd wind
Why,
up.
No telling.
Well, they wanted me to go, and I thought I was going to come and go down there in the fourth, you know, and visit with them while they're down there. They invited me.
Yeah.
Then you know what he did? I carried them watermelons, and she called on the phone while I was there, and I said, tell Susie, that's her name, to come by and get a watermelon carry to the beach. I just thought Susie and her husband going over to the beach, in other words. He's a railroad man, and she has up just like you and guys got the old car, he car piece. Now, well, they had two car piece. He had one of the old Comets. Now, it wasn't hers. It was one of those Buick Electras, I believe, her. This is a right new one. But the old car at Comet, it's several years old. It's a small size car. And he came by. She didn't come. He came. Well, he getting ready to go. You know how people are. Well, he had that old, I could smell it, and one of the girls did too. That old sweet smelling gin, they call it. Lightning gin or white gin or some kind of gin. I don't know anything about alcoholic beverages. But he had a drink or two in him, and he was full of talk, but he got the watermelon. And he told me his grandchildren were coming, and he told me to come on down. Said Susie told Jane Ray, that's because for us to come down, you know, and spend the day with them, see? That was Monday. Well, we was at the house, but we didn't go. We went out the house to see about picking them figs, but they wasn't ready. There's woodpeckers and other kind of birds, jaybirds or something, or something. They'd gotten a few of them, but they wasn't ready. I found 8, and I believe my cousin got 9. We got 17 figs in a pretty good-sized pot with a hell of good many on the small side. Now, it's been a big one like that woman has.
You know that.
I would have filled up the water bucket.
This winter is what got ice feet. Is there any out there?
Well, that's what done here is, and he'd cut the limbs on the north. Well, you sure been north on your way.
Yeah.
He'd cut the limbs off of going back to the neighbor with one of those wire platted fences.
Yeah.
And had a dog neighbor did, and we went around there to look about the fig. Well, he'd come out, you know, like he wanted to eat us up.
Yeah.
And then as I told him, I said, everybody I know we're here, I said, look across on that corner. I said, well, that's the preacher. He ain't going to say anything. I said, he's probably the one who want to know, you know, what we're doing over here. Well, she said, it's not worrying me. And they got ready to go. They had a rose garden there. He said, "I clap. They gone off for a couple of weeks. I'm gonna get me a couple of buds." You know what I mean? Well, that was her Aunt Susie, and it was all right for her to get them. But that man had come out to the garbage pit, you know, in the corner there where other neighbors are. They can stop that for that. They call it the incendiary. What do they call it? A big thing, you know. Got a big lid, and you put it in. It kind of looked kind of like a little bit bigger than one of these Goodwill industry things, in other words.
You're gonna have to go ahead. And I sat down there so I wouldn't forget it.
Well, you got some information here?
No, it was stuff we talked about. You know, what happens is, Fee, he comes over here and I have something in my mind. We got talking and then I forget it. I think what I want is some coastal up there, Everett, in that corner. Now, you wouldn't use coastal, you'd put in Pangola.
Well, I just told her that it's so many diseases and the cold, and of course, out on the hill, it may be pretty warm, or it might get cold in blazes up there. I don't know about
it. I don't know. That's it.
Now, in this section here, I don't know how it affects orange trees, just like it did that fig tree, and they cut the thing back, just like yours. See, it gave your fig tree the blues.
Pangola can't stand that, and it gets a lot of diseases.
That's right. Just like I say. And so I believe, like you say, you got the Bahia. I'd go ahead and put it in the coastal. And if later on, if you wanted to, you might have another block. Then you find out more about it, like I'm going to do. I'm going to use a cross of that, the coastal and the Pangola mixed. It's got over here at the university, had a pine acre on that sandy land, because my land is sandy in front of that girl's house. It's a little bit of rocky on the hill right
is
next to her
right?
house.
Right?
It's like just like your land. It's heavy land. It'll raise cabbage, beans, and make tomatoes, squash, even that place up there, make watermelon out of this world. As I told him, it'll make more than anything put up on that hill where you got that thing on. I believe that land will make more than anything.
Yeah.
Eggplant, I believe it make eggplant.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Cucumber, I believe it make cucumber.
Yeah.
Cabbage, I believe it make cabbage. Know it would. And it's a good, looks like a good piece of land. It'll hold its moisture fairly good. But over at her house, it's all sandy,
because
the corn, the rain don't come, about 3/4 or 7/8 of the field, it'll fire.
Yeah.
It's dry land. It's peanut land. You know what the difference is peanut land? You know what it is. Peanut in the back of land, sweet potato land. But outside of that, I said, I'm going to put it in that cross. And that kind of lightning got it over yonder, and it's doing all right. They done cut it and just sold it last year.
Well, let me tell you, Eric.
And I'm going to just try that little 10 or 11 acre block.
Can you get some from him?
He said he thought he'd get me some.
Can he get it on short notice, or you got to wait till
the... Oh, well, he can cut it, you know, anytime I want it. I told him I want it, you know, last July or August, you know, when before the rainy season, during the stormy period. Now, that's when you get those dog days, and it's when you get your water and your 40 days of rain. That's what usually what it is. Whenever it starts, different people are on the
next one.
You'd
wait till then rather than put it in now.
Yeah, and I'm going over and I'm going to have that boy, William boy, you know, come and, you know, chew it in with the A-frame hair. I'm going to mow it, in other words, where it won't be no big stuff on it, you know, and I'm let it, you know, be dry. And I've had no green humus in that to rest the grass up when I cut it in. So you got to use the roots of it just like you do the coastal you're going to plant, the root system. A lot of people say it'll come up from the morning, in other words, but I've heard Cheryl say that you better go ahead and get the roots.
For coastal.
Yeah. Now, Pangola, now it'll come up, it'll come up, you know, morning, because it's got the joint.
Can you get the roots from GP?
No, I don't think he digs into here.
No.
You'll have to get it from Ocala, from Roy Ball, Baldwin Boy, I imagine. That's the only one I know of, best one. Leroy Baldwin, that's his name, yeah.
Leroy Baldwin. Mm-hmm. Well, now, what do they do? You go down there and get it, or will they put it in for you?
Well, he'll dig it, and you go down and get it, or he did. He comes and put my, you know, where we cut you on the side of the road? Mr. Zetra, I got him to do it. Of course, he had the money, you know, come out and pay him a check, you know, for $500,000 while you still pay him, you know. But you take a poor man like I am, of course, you able to, the fella says, go ahead and just give him a check for it and let him put it out for you. You able to do it. That's what, what's called him said you had plenty of money? Frankie Chitty. Said you was able to do it, yeah.
I'm glad Frankie thinks so.
Frankie.
But,
oh, no.
It's real nice. Frankie ought to know.
Yeah, you had it. So you had everything in the world.
You know, Frankie's over here one day, and I'll tell you about that. And I had
some, I believe a salt block, wasn't it, or something? Yeah.
Frankie said, a rich man. Says he gets one at a time, that's breaking two.
And you had them five or six of them.
Yeah, I had them stacked under the...
I told Larry I wanted to get a few. I bought two or three, and I noticed when I got at the house,
yeah,
it's getting kind of thin. I'm going back down to Seminole. They're cheaper than anyone I know of now.
Well, look, Evan, what I was aiming at, you know, this sounds simple, but a man got to have his hand in it. You've got several things coordinated. I'd just contract with Everett to put that in for me, and he could figure on what it would cost and how much he'd need to make on it, and I'd see if I could pay it.
But I don't have the time to do it, and I don't have the big truck. I don't have the wagon. Now, if you had one of your four-wheel wagons where you could haul it,
yeah,
that's what we use, you know, with the other draft I use, and I bought them and got the hay from Johnny up on it. Off 121,
yeah,
and use a wagon. But you can use a big truck like Corkus, in other words.
Yeah.
And you use three colored women, in other words. Then, while we didn't have to pay them, you know, about 6 cents an hour, I believe, something like that. 50 or 6 cents an hour for those three women.
Yeah.
And we had a man paying him about $1 an hour, 75 cents a dollar an hour, to take the pitchfork and keep, you know, pile up that way and reach around and get it, you know, and they just scattered, you know, a little wider than a truck, about, I'd say scattered about 8 foot, about what one of those big A-frame hairs, you know, lighten up and just cut it in.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't let it cure out and wilt and get too dry, in other words, before you cut it, see?
Yeah.
And you put the thing in it, you get like hauling water bottles, just keep it in low gear, you know, and just keep moving. But that one man, he kept draft on, and you could sew, you know, a lot of long time. Jet Rouse sold several hundred acres for Jet Rouse. He went up on Jeanette and sold, you know, about 200 acres up there for Jeanette Chitty,
mm-hmm.
Mad Henry Chitty. But that's the way we put it in then. But now and then, why, everybody's tied up and they got more than they can do.
Yeah.
You go with all the hay and the pastures and the building the fence. Oh, that lightning boy, he don't know I'm backing on Reagan, because I told him I didn't know how long I'm going to be gone. I told George. I said, that grass ain't going to be ready, and I'm planning on helping you. The lightning want me over there to help build that corral and that pen, the fig on it.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And this hot sun is coming up, that's the reason I didn't want to, you know, get too heavy. I didn't want to get over 160, but I'm over 160 right on. Got up to 170 one time.
Yeah, and he's, you
and I, he said he gonna see it. I got the graph because he got coastal now. He sold it last year. I mowed it for him. That side of the road. You see that piece?
No.
You know where he lives?
Yeah.
Yes, you go around that curve. That look on the right.
Yeah.
And it's, he saved some hay off of it.
Yeah.
Now, pretty quick. You look at it. It just sold last year, and I mowed the weeds off of it him before. You know, when I was mowing my first pastures. He told me a while ago, go down there and just keep a count of it. And I told him, all right, well, I'm mowing over there for that man who put the fence up. And I said, and I'll come back by from down there. I'll get through down there mowing here. He wanted to mow the whole thing. That new ground too rough, and they cut him off. I mowed about 15 acres. Then afterwards, mowed the new ground, and they said they'll let it stay. But they have got in Bahia. Supposed to sold it in Bahia. They paid to get it sold in Bahia. But there's no Bahia there. So down in the area said that he's trying to get the man to put it in Alice Cloven with more for hay.
Well, you see, I know how to put in Bahia. I can do that. And I can make it grow. But I am at an experience
with this other grass seed.
Yeah.
That's the reason I say
I don't. And I don't have the help.
Well, that's another thing, you know, with it. He got a setter.
Yeah.
With Baldwin has. And I don't remember now, but Mr. Zetrob, I can tell you, you know what, but you could, you know, just call him or go down there. He's on your line. You could call him sometime, maybe talk to Leroy.
Yeah.
And if he could do it, well, he can tell you, make your price. Or if he can't, well, he might tell you another man, maybe a little fellow, someone else down there close to him, make your price. Because as you say, you know, when you get out and get women now, you know, they're making as much money as insane. You're talking about spending money. My niece up down at that hospital. You're talking about the government. She got a raise. You know what her raise was for? She getting $800 a month now. Well, that ain't bad money.
No.
$800 a month. That's $9,600 a year.
Yeah.
That's more money than I'm making up there. I thought I was doing pretty good, a little way to $200 a year. That ain't bad money either.
No.
But her now coming along getting $800, that's $96.
Yeah.
So she's eating me up, knowing I was a man, and I know I got more sense than she has. You know, and they can do both things, to handle anything they had, any problem or do anything
well,
they want to do.
Let me tell you, Eric, if I had someone to just keep it going, I could furnish enough hands whenever, you know, I could just
Get
go around and get the hands.
Yeah.
But I can't do both. You see, I can't, you know,
well,
do the thinking and picking up and organizing.
If you get it organized and get your grass lined up, they can dig it right. Like you say, you might can haul it on.
I can't do that.
But I mean, is maybe get Corky. He's been helping you get that big.
I can't depend on Corky.
On a Saturday.
He don't know himself which end is up.
He'll take that truck and go down and load it down, just like we did with the Pangola. Now, we'll be molded and molded, loaded on that green, and you kept a man that'll load it back, and you can do the roots the same thing, you see.
Yeah.
Let them scatter the roots rather than scatter the. The nuclear on the Pangola.
Now, if you were cutting it in, you'd want to cut it with an A-frame.
You mean
If you were cutting the
If you got a good size tandem, or you cut it, and you know like you would, I believe that in you to cut it. After you got it, you know, land in good shape, yeah, it'll cut it.
We'll cut it down in there.
Yeah.
And won't push it back out or anything.
No, I don't think it will. I don't believe it'll dig it out.
Well, you do it. Just sort of halfway straighten it?
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Half
set it, and to tell me, a GP said the way they done with the ranch, with that crisscross, which would be good thing as anything. Of course, that's something else you got to have a tool. Now, he's got one. That William boy, Jack William, Packer.
Yeah.
You know, that heavy Packer, you know, with all them tires on it, you don't come right along behind that A-frame.
Yeah.
And it gets about half open, and that Packer kind of level you around and hold it down, you know, where it'll take root, see?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what they had him to do it away. Well, they gave him, you know, 300 or 400 acres of land to fix, you know, for his rye and stuff every year. Then, you know, hire it done, you know, cut and plant it cheaper than they can, you know, furnish the tractor and the men know and do it themselves, which is right.
Yeah.
But I imagine a little water, of course, that setup he got it uses. You don't need any of that pack of set apart, no way.
You know that little pack I got out there in the field? Well, now, that's not like this boy got.
No.
But it'll do it right smart.
It'll do quite a bit, but it wouldn't take too big of a strip. But what I believe...
it'll take a bigger strip than you could have. That thing is, God almighty, that's 10 foot wide.
That's a cedar.
Yeah.
The Packer.
Yeah.
Man, if you got your land in pretty good shape, it'll do a press. That's cedar like you plant pack your bahia with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that's right.
I just want to say
it's not
as heavy as the other, but it's better than nothing.
Yeah, it's about 8 to 10 feet wide too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's wide.
Yeah.
Too wide.
Yeah.
Be better if it's
that's
wide.
Right. It's wider than really what the one, you know, with a little box on it that I had, you know.
Yeah.
It was about 8. About as wide as McCready, about like his box is on that A-frame, about 8 feet, I imagine what it was.
Yeah.
But it'd be good.
Yeah.
That's all you need. But
I'd
really get some way to scatter it either off of
Now I still can't break it. I'm not going up there with these 18-inch bottom plows and fool around with it. They're messy. They dig up the place.
Yeah.
You
might get him to do it. He's got all kind of equipment, in other words.
You get ruts every which way you turn.
He might.
Now, if it's out in the field, it's all right. But up there,
he might fix the land for you. You know,
about
$3 an acre or something like that. That's cheap, and you can do it, isn't it? $3 an acre.
But he'd have to have 1,500 acres for you.
Well, I mean, with the grass, sowing and all, you know, just do the whole operation, see?
They won't do it. It's that small amount. You see, there was a man up at Brooker last winter who would do it, but the least he'd fool with was 20 acres.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he'd bring it down and scatter it and cut it in for $20 an acre.
He would. That is roots.
Roots.
Yeah. Well, that's reasonable enough.
That's reasonable enough.
And I told Zippy, in other words, that...
But was, see, I didn't have it 5 acres. And that's all in the world I need.
But I don't know what Baldwin would charge on what he'd charge if it's that route.
Yeah.
But that sounds like a lot of money, but you get to figure another way now, what are you going to do? That's
right.
The only thing is, if he just, anybody who, that would come for 5 acres.
That's right.
That's right.
That's a deal.
Yeah, I don't mind paying them, you know, what it's covering. But
well, if you talk to him, though, I want to get mine. If you do it now, I got 10 acres. And then maybe somebody else may want 4 or 5 acres in the neighborhood, you know.
And then
let him do the whole work. That'd give him, you know, a day or two work. But you know what I mean? Just like I tell old Doc, he'd want me to come over and mow, you know, a couple of acres, in other words.
It's
worth more to carry the blooming tractor in the mow over there. $4,000 worth of equipment, you know, 5 miles over there to do, you know, $7 worth of work.
$7
I said, what's $7? Me to get on there and drive it and the fuel and burn the rub off the hard road. And going over there for that many acres. That's the reason I told that doctor. He said, well, he said, you cut it once before. He said, I don't know. I believe it's 10, 12, 14 acres. I said, well, that does very well. I'd give me, nearly a day's work, in other words. And I said, I'll go, in other words, see. But you can't go over there, in other words, and do it.
I still can't understand how Willie could.
Go over there in 3 days.
There at Troy Pond and that's ride the tractor back. And then ride it over there again?
That's Willie for you. With that little Ford lift type, you know, Harrow thing that he got. Willie got a tractor. You seen his machine?
Yeah.
Willie got a big machine under there.
Yeah.
You seen it, hasn't it? It looked like a wheelbar.
Yeah.
And he made a corn crop with that deadly thing.
Yeah.
It's Alexander, same breed as yours and mine.
Yeah.
But it's one of them funny looking things. You don't see many of them now.
Yeah. But now on this other out here, now you wouldn't fool with it now. You just mow it down within 2 inches. Not mow it for hay.
No, I'd mow it down. I'd say 4 inches.
Oh.
Just get the tops off of that thing. That's all. That stuff is there. It's gonna stew.
Yeah.
That stuff ain't dead. It just got a little ripe. Now, wasn't that little
shooting?
Now, there's no hay to that.
Yeah.
But you cut it down, I'd say 4 inches.
And then
you cut all that stuff in that little stem and open it. It don't mount to anything. It takes, you know, a million or 2 million of them to make a half a bale of hay.
And then
But you got to get a little bit of growth underneath that to stool out before you get any tonnage in hay.
What are you talking about now?
No,
we're talking about this. It's the hay. Then you put that 150 pounds of 33.5. Nitrogen or something. If he don't have anybody in the neighborhood, over here where it does mine,
who was that?
He comes over for a small amount.
Who's that?
Old Smith from
Pete Smith.
Yeah, Pete Smith.
Now he's at Citra.
Yeah, Pete's the one that does mine. I saw him at rest the other day, and he said never warned him. I come on. I got about 10, either 15 acres I want you to put out. I'll let you know how much to bring and what analysis I want. See, I want the fertilizer first from the Pangola. I want a pretty good analysis of...
You don't want just the liquid stuff?
Not now. No. I want the analysis.
No.
You got to cut it one time, but I'm just going to cut my Pangola one time.
Yeah.
That's all I cut it last year.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, get the analysis, in other words, then the 3 to 5 weeks before I cut it, I'll just put a little sweetener in there, you see, to boost it.
And, I tell you, I've been
using... I'll cut the 100 to 125 bales an acre.
I've been using this...
That's 3 tons. I'll cut 3 tons of acre, and that'll be enough to do me at one field.
The man at Seminole told me, I told him the 10-10-10, I didn't need all that potash and all, and I could use a little more nitrogen, and he said... And he sent me a 15-5-10.
Well, he put the knife on you to begin with, then. Well, that's all right for you. You want more, yeah.
That's better than
well, that's all
that potash.
Well, all you need to do after that is I'd mow that thing down about 4 inches and go in and give it, say, 100 pounds. If you got 1,500, just mow that one time. You get in the rain now. It ain't got all that.
No, it's not all of
you
that.
Still got a lot of that stuff underneath there.
Yeah. You see, I put out.
If you mow it, all I do is just put the.
I put around 400 pounds of 10-10-10 over there, and then 2 bags of ammonium nitrate.
There you are.
That's already on it.
Yeah, that's what I say. Well, I come back now with hydroammonia, either that 33 and a third nitrogen, 2 barrel carburetor stuff they call it, and put 100 pounds of it on there. And after you mow that stuff down and chew it up, it'll do something.
You'd put on what? 100 pounds of what?
Of the 33 and a third, either get the peat. If you'd come for that small amount, let him bring a liquid, in other words. Then it'll go ahead and go to whack.
Yeah.
Then you cut the thing, in about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But what you need is one of those chew up them few weeds and chew that grass up, not let it sour and lay over there, on top of it.
But let it cut it down.
Yeah.
And not, but you don't need to cut it low.
You don't need to cut it all that low. No.
Low.
Four inches of it, I would get it where it'll stool.
Yeah.
You know what stooling is from rye? You take this millet stuff. We found out, we mow it, it done so much better than it done calcium. Well, that's what it is. It's more nutrient value, as I'm telling you. If you had one of them other kind, it chew off all that stuff, it'd be a fertilizer.
Yeah.
Only the other pasture way, you're not going to save no hay.
Yeah.
Then your cow would get more nutrient value out of 1 acre than it would, 4 acres.
Yeah.
Do the cow more good on 1 acre than it would be to put them on 4 acres.
I don't need either one of those over there for grain.
But you'd save them for hay. But I mean, these others here, to swap them back and forth. Like where you mowed that bottom and these other pepper weed and the dog found you showed me up on where the cows are grazing now. If you knock that scoundrel down and chew that stuff up, it'll be the same as fertilizer.
Yeah.
And keep them out of it, like I'm doing mine. After I mowed side of the road, I've had them out of there now for about 3 or 4 weeks because they got more grass than these. I got enough grass for 4 times the cow I've got.
Yeah.
In fact, that other place over there, not but about 15 head over there, and it's 26 acres. And it's good, really good stuff. And I need some more cows over there. Because I just got some, some heifer to yours. I got some replacement heifer over there just a year old. I won't breed them until about the 1st of January. I'm going to breed my heifer.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go by no sign, nothing now. I'm going to breed them about the 1st of January.
Yeah. Well, what sort of sign would you go by on this coastal?
You mean about sowing it?
Uh-huh.
Anytime. Now until... I don't know what I'd want to sow too much in September.
No.
But July, next 2 months. This month and next month.
Yeah. July and half August.
Yeah, July and half August. That's right. Give it a chance to get rooted, it'll go, like Lightning says. They planted, last year at Cross.
Yeah.
And they done mowed some hay off of it.
Well, they
did that, just checked, the university. Old Dr. York and Dr. Coon and one or two more of them. Warnock, I believe one of them named Warnock. You know any of them fellas? You heard of them, haven't you?
I just heard of
them. But there's a gang of them, more of them up there in the need to have on the payroll, because I just named a few, it takes, $700,000 to pay them off a year with the money they make.
They make it.
But they're smart fellas, but they do all the checking. But a lot of them, you hear them talk, they're not quite as smart as you think they would be. That's the truth.
Well,
I may not be knowing anything, and I'm not supposed to be a smart aleck, and I don't have too much of the book learning like all of them. But the actual experience, I'm get out there and do a lot better than them people have. They done got all kind of PhD, LLD, and TDD, and everything else on the diploma. And I told that boy the other day, I'd offer the job, with this you unit up in the university on that Bivin Don. You heard of that? And he said, but Uncle Larry said they didn't want to start off about $8,000-$9,000 a year. All they want to start off at. I said, well, son, I says, you got that piece of paper, in other words, and what you want to start off, $20,000? He said, well, he says, I figure that's about right, and I hope it. I had an interview with Disneyland, and I got my letter the other day in the main office in California, and they're building this thing in South Florida, $1 trillion deal going on down there near Orlando.
Yeah.
I ain't been down there. A lot of people have seen it. And he says, I got to be down there with them. They will have an interview with me in October, but I got to have bread for the wife and kids.
Yeah, in the meantime.
Well, they got 2 children. One just, 2 months, 3 months old. Well, she had to quit, after seven months, I'll let you work now, in other words. So she had to quit her job at the medical center. She's making about $80 or $90 a week. She had to quit, and she's buying the ration. and he got the GI bill on 30 years to pay back. And it got out, then he had to get out of the house, in other words, down there for some of them other students to get in, you know, after he got his diploma in that box, you know, about this long.
Yeah.
And he got it. He showed it to him. Then on top of that, he said that they gave me a pretty good inkling that Steve Spurrier with this. You've heard of that, and it's part of your
help.
Yeah, some of this wobbling on these belts and all this machine, riding a bicycle, and all. He's one of the main ones that's on the ticket. That picture, you seen the picture in the paper? He's one of them three of taking the pictures in the game of son.
Yeah.
This nephew of mine is one of those boys. Yeah, he's one of the ones. Said that looks like a pretty good deal. Well, they're putting up them things, you know, everywhere now. It's just a fad, in other words, and it's a going thing.
Yeah.
And that's what he's trained in, and he'll make good at advertising, and he got his degree in advertising, and what's that other? Not marketing. Public relations.
Public relations.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Yeah. Public relations is the thing that counts now.
Yeah.
You got to sling the most bull while you get more gun, in other words. And that's what they're doing. You see Steve Perry doing it. I look at Disneyland down there. That's something though. That's up in the figure, no more than the zero you can read. It's Frankie talking about some people playing that little card game, more number than he could even think about.
That's right.
And he didn't want to be taxed with the brains he had got. No, see what I think that Willie's trouble, in other words. You know. But Willie, you know, if he didn't know, why didn't he see somebody? In other words, Tom told me. I didn't show you everything. Let me show you. I got going about 10 minutes. Well, why didn't he give him a seat? It was wild. You can't do anything with a seat like he gives at him. You got your last alone, honey. There's the thing that Willie gave him now.
Cemetery fun.
Yeah.
That would be chitty.
And see the date on it now, and he gave the money to me to give to him last year. Last year was 19, he was down in the summer,
yeah.
And they just started the thing.
Yeah.
And that's when Tom says, you on the committee? I said, yeah, but I got them all. And he said, you want me to give your check to you? I said, no, don't give it to me. Right to the Flemington Cemetery Fund.
Yeah.
And that's, see that name underneath there?
Yeah.
That's P. Chitty?
Yeah.
He's ahead of it. He's keeping a record of it. See?
And he gave you credit for 71.
That's right. That's this year. That's when he mailed it. So Tom told me, which is right, he mailed this thing, you know, just the other day for last year. Well, why didn't he make this receipt? That's a good receipt, in other words, but that's for this year. He paid it last year. Time to pay it again now, you see.
Time to pay it again.
Well, they sent him a big, you know, typewritten letter like you had this year, information written here. Typewritten letter that I guess Catherine fixes out,
yeah.
And it's time to, you know, come across again. See? And Tom said before he gets in his follow, in other words, he's willing to pay the $5 because it won't cost him anything. And but he would like to have room, and he got the right address. It will send him this, you see. Please fill out a return for record, see? Thank you. Well, that's all right for the record. And Tom said if any come back, he can tell him, you know, getting. Chapter W.P. Chitty. But this receipt here ain't no good for last year. This receipt good for this year. And he said, ask him how to pay him for this year. Said, maybe I done paid him. But last year I paid you.
Yeah.
And he didn't get no receipt last year. But he said, ask
you.
Really.
Pay your dues twice for a year?
Yeah, I've done that kind of
thing.
I did that with the Farm Bureau one year.
I did it for the Cattlemen Association or something.
Well, it's Farm Bureau, simple as that, in other words. And I told somebody, I said, well, I said, I don't know whether y'all going to give me money back or not. But I said, next time they have one at dinner, I guess I better catch two or three of my friends and set them up, you know, on a free dinner to pay for that $15, I believe, now. You remember it now?
Yeah.
$15 now.
Yeah.
But
you know, there's a lot of those things a fella can blow.
You don't care about looking at it.
I saw.
You saw more. But, you know, records and bookkeeping is a point in it. Now, his daughter's a high school graduate and married his dog boy.
That's right.
And she can type, in other words, and she can do, she typed it here and she typed the letter.
She can do anything.
Yeah, Catherine's real smart.
Oh, Lord.
And that could be $500 as well as $5.
That's right. Sure it could.
I
that's
mean,
right.
It'd be all the same.
That's right. Same thing. But he wants to, this is for this year. He paid it last year. Gave me the money. And he said, ask him maybe this is the season for this year. But
Let me
a date. They made an error in putting a date down. And I said, they'd have put 70. You know, he didn't remember what time it was last year he gave it to me. But I know he gave it to me. He down at the seaman over and told me, rather than mail it, why, me to go ahead. Say, you paid yours? No, I'm going to pay it.
Who is old man Smoke over at...
He's not an old man. He's up just about... he's older than my brother, older brother. He's about 70 years old.
The old man died, and this is his boy.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Now, he's an old man. Furman, he's an old fella.
Yeah.
But Harry, and they call him Old Man Smoke once in a while now, but he's not old.
Yeah.
Old Harry's still pretty young. They say he's young. Now, he still had a lady friend to come to see him, so...
Yeah.
I said, well, maybe he's going to get him one.
Well, now tell
me
that's
about his business if he wants to get another wife in that house there on the corner.
Yeah. Well, tell me about it. Did he use to farm or something?
Yeah. He used to farm a little cotton work. And he had 40 acres back there in a hammock, and he sold it to L.K. Edwards. Joe Lee wanted to buy it, but he sold it to L.K. Got $8,000 for it.
Yeah.
And L.K., you know, got, I don't know, a good bit of money out of timber. But he didn't get no... he gave it away, in other words.
Yeah.
That's $200 an acre, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he was back in the woods, but Joe would have given him, I reckon, twice that, you know, and sold $200 worth of acre timber, I reckon, worth of timber off the acre.
But he wouldn't sell it to Joe.
But he wouldn't sell it to Joe.
Well, now you tell me why is that.
I can't understand it. It'd be the same thing I'd say, Mr. Miles.
Well, let me tell you, I've run across that same thing. I told you about that one time. You take old man Christian. You see, he was here for a long time.
Yeah,
everybody in this country worked for him.
Yeah.
Owed him money.
Yeah.
And they'd all work for him when they wouldn't work for anybody else.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Now, you explain that to me.
I can't understand. Just like old home, they worked for Zet Rao, and I try to get one of them. I can't get one of them. Niggas work for me. But they worked for Zet Rao.
Yeah.
And Zet Rao won't do as much as them, because one of them got in jail, just like that nigga was in jail.
Yeah.
Nigga got in jail while he called me, and I went to his barn, $150. And he didn't have nothing, his daddy didn't have nothing. And even the old daddy wanted to give me a mortgage on the, they owned the house and about 10, 20 acres of land. This tent we put up another week, you know, takes in another, I reckon it's 40 feet from him to the end of this walkway here. And them people land, but $150. I didn't care about a mortgage on the land. I said, the nigga's working. He's working for me. And I said, he can pay it out. And I said, I'll just take $5 a week out of his pay until he paid him $150 back. And wouldn't charge him any interest. Well, he's an old fellow. His daddy, you know, he's dead now, but shoot, he's 90 years old. And he's the one that wanted to do that because he had the place within his name. He had jurisdiction over it. But he didn't think that I would, you know, go with boys, because the boy hadn't been in no trouble, and he's going crazy, and he was in the war, in other words, and that's what shook him up. He got shell-shocked, you know, and his mind isn't exactly straight, but he's a good worker. That's the reason Joe liked him. You can work the devil out of him, he won't say nothing, and he's a pretty good worker. He looks slow, but he'll do anything.
Yeah.
As Joe said, he hadn't had a job. He'd wait a pond out, John, you know, and you get there a minute now to want a pond work. You won't do it. That boy told me he couldn't get nobody to hook the chain on them logs in a little swamp down there. They're afraid of darn rattlesnakes and everything else.
Yeah.
And he told him there wasn't no rattlesnake in the pond. Well, it's moccasin, alligators, and all that stuff. Just an excuse to not go in that water.
Yeah.
But J.C. would do it, so he worked with him until it paid out. And now and then, why, he remembered every once in a while. We saw him the other day. We had to go down, and brother did the got me to go down and get some tire for him, Sears and Roebuck. You buy three and they give you one.
Yeah.
And he was down and he saw it. And he was mind melting over it. But he stuttered a little bit. He stuttered.
Yeah.
That's the one that Joe Lee said, call him. Well, he liked Joe. And Joe told him, no.
Well, now, where did he live, that nigga?
You know, where did we put the new fence up?
Yeah.
Right this corner of it, you turn to the left, the second house.
Well, now, how'd you get that? Was this? What is his name? He used to work down at Wynn's. That morning I stopped and spoke to you?
Where is the boy?
No.
Oh, the colored man? Mickens.
Mickens.
He lived right there on the corner. Yeah. I've been knowing him all my life. He got some age on him.
Was he helping? Retired.
Yeah, he's working. Yeah, he helped to build a fence. He's helped me a good deal. He's used to help me cut watermelon, and he and I were going to cut Bob back of the watermelon.
Yeah.
And Beck's going to pay us the same thing we're getting on the fence row. You know, of course, it's work, $2 and a half hour. That's what March and I won't get, but March's on the fence, no, but he ain't getting that. He only paid him $1.75 hour.
Yeah.
But Beck was going to pay him, and he and I were going and cut the watermelon with Beck.
And
but
he can do that.
No, he turned it over to a man contractor and let him cut them and haul them and everything. I told him I didn't have the truck. I done sold the truck. And I said, you got two trucks. Why don't you use your truck to haul them with? Well, he said, I'll sell you one of mine in a night. How much? He said, $600. I said, it ain't good as one I sold a cookie for $200. And what I told him, old International had, I said, it's not as good as one I sold for two. And I said, I don't need no truck. I'd have kept mine if I'd have wanted it. So I wasn't even interested. I didn't even go to the field and look at them and see whether they're ready to cut. Mark said, I haven't either. We'd do something else. So we come on back. We working on our job. That came colored man worked for Christian.
Yeah.
And he knows you. He said, he made this property come through here every day.
Yeah. I back then talked to him.
Yeah.
And we fought. Eating the melon, you know, the coons.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. We fought them for months.
But he said they made a crop of a good land back then, made a crop of melon.
Oh, yes.
But he's a good farmer, successful farmer.
Yeah.
And he handled labor and stuff for wind now for a long while.
Yeah. You know, it's a shame. Because they can do everything, and they're nice to work with.
That's right.
You just hate to see them sort of weaken, don't you?
That's right. You sure do. But he's 73 years old.
Yeah.
But he's about quit working, except he does a little job, you know, a few yard jobs. He had a job over on it. He said he would go back and help that lady. But said Jippy's been doing just right, but he would go back and help her around the yard. Now, he's wonderful. And trimming shrubbery and if you look at that bush in his yard,
oh, no.
I want you and your wife to look at it. You know where you turn in the go through bus lot there, you know, where all them houses are.
Yes.
Well, I got a piece of property up there on this side. And on up further is the voting booth, you know. That land I lease, you know, runs out to the road on it, where Willie lives. But back this way, when the road turned to the left, and right on the right is where that colored boy lives. That's the house I want you and your wife to look at, is that shrubbery that he keep trim in the
Mickens.
Yard. Yeah, that's where March lived.
Yeah.
Nigga went up him.
Yeah.
And Aerie lived, you know, on a concrete blockhouse on that railroad come through.
Yeah.
And my mother's old place is across the road from Aerie.
Yeah.
Where my mother used to own. And my brother owned it one time, Ernest.
Yeah.
When it's working down at the state.
Yeah.
And two other colored people live on that side of the road. But March lived right across. And all you have to do is just pull off the road or pull that. Well, it'd be best to put on the road in front of his house. He's there, and just tell him you want to look at that shrubbery that I told him about.
Yeah.
That tree in front of the yard. He keeps it trimmed.
Yeah.
He keeps the arborvitae and everything. But this thing kind of like a cedar tree, but it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And he worked over at Mid-Bedford, a millionaire. But where he got experience, I'll tell you this, and I'm going. Marjorie Kenning Rawlings. You remember her writing a book or yelling.
Yeah.
You probably read it, and the university got it now, in other words.
Yeah.
He worked for them for about 25 years.
Yeah.
And she gave him a pickup truck.
Yeah.
And Rawlings did.
Yeah.
And he did all that shrub and all that work for her over there. Yard work and little garden work, you know, and that. And they treated him, you know, kind of like a, not as a slave, but to give him everything and looked after him. And she gave him that truck. And of course, she had, you know, had plenty of money on her.
Yeah.
in the bank.
Yeah.
You know, she died, she had plenty, but she made a will or estate, you know, and the university finally got it somehow now. I don't know what the deal is. But he did all that work. That's where he got the experience of all that stuff. But that's a beautiful thing. Now, he gets loose, he could help you. Might get him to do a little something or other for you. Well, if you need one, I get kind of caught up. I can.
Well, you see, the trouble is, I can do the.
As I say,
I can do the helping. I need somebody just to, you know, just to make the arrangements. That's what I can't do.
But,
see, I don't.
You make the call and see what you're doing. I'll talk with you some more.
All right.
And it may be, in other words, that I may, you know, go ahead and, like you, put in the same thing you do, and they might get the old grass the same way and get somebody else who wants a little place, 5 acres, in other words. See, I got 10.
Yeah.
And I'd give the, you know, the money for it, $200. If Baldwin don't want to come up that little bit, we'll pay him, and that's reasonable enough, I think, to get the thing, you know, right.
Yeah.
But you see what you can do. Now, Jiffy Hay will give the grass to me, but time I go over and haul it and get it and fix it myself, it'll cost me the other day. Like I'm telling you about getting somebody to fix your land. You can hire it done better than you can do it yourself if you don't have the power to do it with. Don't you see it that way?
Well...
Unless you're not doing nothing, just sitting on your can and want to, you know, make several trips. Like you're talking about, it takes 2 days rather than one.
I don't figure the trouble of it. I don't mind the trouble of it or the work of it. But see, I don't work with these fellas enough to keep in touch with them.
I don't either. You mean these men we're talking about?
Yeah.
Well, I don't either, in other words, but I know he's done that route, and I knew him, in other words, but I sold my own, I sold the other, but time changed, I couldn't do it.
You in touch with all of them off and
but,
on.
But if you want me to, I'll check with him when I go to Ocala.
Yeah.
I can pull in there and see him and see what he said. And, you know, you can do so much better than you can, you know, on the telephone or writing a man or something.
Yeah.
You talk to face to face. You know what I mean.
Well,
I can do better, and you can too. I imagine I always felt like I'd, you know, come to a better understanding.
Yeah, I think so too. But you can give he can line it out to you. You see on the telephone.
But it may be.
Well, actually, you know what they do.
But that boy with him, now Jiffy says, of course, I've done a lot for him. In other words, he said it's not gonna cost me anything for the grass. He's gonna give that to me.
Yeah.
But as I told him, well, I have to see. Now you use that over yonder. You use that man across the road. I knew him. Use his manure spreader.
Yeah, that's
put,
it.
Put it
that's
out
what
with.
You need.
But he done gone, you know, that man had run him out or something, and it's somebody else he got. You know, they buy these places and resell them, and he said, well, you'll have to see somebody else got a manure spreader. I said, I don't know if anybody got one. Whitehurst, he got him, but I'd hate to go up there with big man Whitehurst to buy a manure spreader to put it out. He got one or two of them on
the
shed.
Well, let me tell you what you do. You see, if you can sort of divide it up, that would help. You know, what has been on my mind all this time, I've told you this, I need a little flatbed trailer that's not too heavy that I can't pull, that'll pull a tractor or a manure spreader, and I don't want to pull a Caterpillar or a tractor or anything like that.
No, that's right.
And you see, what you do... You say, well, this man down here at Bedford's has got a manure spreader. And then you get to thinking how long it would take you to pull it up here.
Yeah.
And you got something to pull it on. You can pull it 50 miles an hour.
That's right, yeah.
And you got, and you don't, in no trouble to load it.
No.
You see them little flatbeds.
That's right. Yeah.
You can put a little track up on there, and you can pull something up there with a come along or
well, this thing
going.
That the horse man said, GP said, you pull it just like you do one of these fertilizer ammonia things. It got big tires on it, and you take the thing out of gear. It uses sprockets, you know, on the gear. The gear turns the belt. Your power takeoff don't turn that thing. It's like they borrowed from that man. The wheel turn it.
Yeah.
Just like your wheel, you know, turn your little cedar. It's got enough weight on, you know, until it'll spring the cog, you know, and you got to ease that stuff out and drop it, and you just keep moving on, it'll bring it out, and it'll fall, you know, like Ben coming out of a trough, out of an elevator trough, in other words.
Yeah.
But he says, them people done gone, and they didn't know whether they sold the thing to the people that bought the place, or whether they sold all the equipment and material, in other words, before they left. But,
you know, I said,
I want you to check, in other words, and I'll see you when I come back, and we'll see. Of course, I reckon I'll be over there, in other words, with that old thing when I get through with this. So.
Well, now you see what we ought to do, get together on that, because I don't mind using telephone. And you can do a lot of groundwork on the telephone.
That's right.
And then when it comes to the business.
Well, then we, you know, let them know when you're right. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, let's do that.
I've been all over the country looking for a little piece of equipment. I'm telling you, you can, that's a wild goose chase.
Yeah,
when whenever you locate what they're telling you about, it's been sitting there rusting for a year or two.
That's right.
And it's discouraging.
That's right.
Sitting out in the rain and
rotten. Yeah, run, just like you said, you know, about cook in other words. Old truck put in the chick, but the body would be rotted off of it in a year.
You take that truck, you see, you've had it under that shed ever since 1950.
47, 48, and it's been, not used in about 5 or 6 years. It hadn't been used. It'd been under that shed.
Yeah.
And get it out, and he'd limb that motor up, in other words. Well, you know it's been a long while, and
that wood would last forever if you keep it out of the weather.
Yeah. That's why.
Now, what is it? That wood, you take this.
It's hard pine, just like this house in Billada.
Yeah. But you take this hard pine, put it out in the weather, and it'll go right away.
Termites will get in, and you won't, in a month's time, you won't have it.
I don't understand that.
I don't either. Chill it down. Well, I'll check. And I'll go down now, I'll check, and like you say, it's back a little rain, and it may be, and I might, change and put in the other. But it may be, in other words, that he might let you have the grass over on and might be able to get something to haul it with, haul it on, get a wagon. I believe that Johnny would let me have one of them wagons to haul it on, four-wheel, wagon. A jiffy, he'd let me have his wagon to haul on. That's right, I forgot about it. I use it for corn, he got two of them.
Yeah.
And one of them is a fifth-wheel job, you can make 100 miles an hour, and it'll stay right behind it.
Yeah.
Your automobile, a pickup, or whatnot.
Yeah.
And you get it on the road, in other words, put it out of the field, load that grass, get it on the road while my pickup will pull it. It pulled 2 tons of corn.
Yeah.
And I don't believe it'd be over 2 tons of that roots of that grass. Do you?
Your pickup pull that much?
Pull 2 tons of corn on the highway. And if you get it on the road, it would pull 2 wagons. You get to a hill, it'll change gear, you have to go in a different gear, but if you pull it with a tractor, it'd be the same thing.
You don't load it down that much, though, do you?
Yeah, loaded. That's the reason I busted that inner tube, with the potatoes. I had about 2,800 pounds of ice potatoes on it.
Yeah.
But I had to pour them out in the wood, and I said, I'm going to bring them in.
Are you as bad as Kelly Pardee?
No, he.
I'm telling you, he'd get it out of a piece of equipment.
He will.
I tell you.
Did you see him the other day and get him some vegetables? And he had that thing loaded. He had so much weight on it until it had the tire half flat, and they're making a racket on the road. Ava said, isn't that something? That little Dotson. He got springs on it. Now, it'll hold really much or more weight than mine will.
Yeah.
And he's putting it on that too, brother.
But the tires are flat halfway.
That's right. And they're making a racket. And he's going to be like Willie, and he busted one or two of them while he's going to change the tire and the wheel. But Chitty, your buddy, Willie Chitty.
Yeah.
Willie's going on it. I told him, I said, the idea of getting him those tires. Well, you go ahead and give him an extra $5 or $10 more and have him to put you.